Succeed in IELTS Life Skills B1. Units.
Unit 1. Listening Script 1.
I used to love going to the cinema with my wife Alison at weekends. It was something relaxing, yet simple. There's no planning or stress involved, is there? We used to be film fanatics. That all changed, though, when I got a health check. It wasn't good news. I needed to get out and about more and do some exercise, or I would have serious health problems, the doctor warned. So I gave up the cinema and the butter popcorn for a healthier, more active lifestyle. I tried hill walking with Alison first, but I didn't really enjoy it because of my fear of heights. Then my boss at work invited me to play golf with him. It was love at first swing. I never thought it possible, but now I actually prefer playing golf to watching films.
Listening Script 2.
I used to be a professional footballer some years ago. I was pretty good. I played in League One. Sportiness runs in my family, you see. My dad used to play rugby for England when he was younger. The problem for my dad, though, was that when his rugby career ended, he didn't know what to do with himself. He got depressed and had some serious issues. I learned from his experience, though, so before I retired from football, I already had a plan for another career. I'd used my free time while playing football to qualify as a mountain guide, so I started up a guiding business after I left football. Why mountain guiding? Well, I used to love going up the mountains with my grandfather as a kid. Those were my happiest memories.
Unit 2. Listening Script 1.
Next week's going to start off very cloudy and windy. On Monday, the sun's going to go into hiding and it's not going to return until midweek. But at least Monday's going to be mostly dry. There are only going to be a few showers. The showers are going to disappear completely on Tuesday. It's still going to be very cloudy, but it's going to feel milder as the wind's not going to be as strong. Wednesday's going to be a beautiful day without a cloud in the sky. It will feel quite hot compared to the temperatures of recent weeks. Wednesday's definitely going to be the best day of the week, but Thursday and Friday are going to be fairly good too. There's going to be a little more cloud in the sky and it won't feel quite as warm, but it's still going to be very pleasant.
Listening Script 2.
It's going to be very cold on Monday as strong northeasterly winds bring cold air down over the UK. And it's not going to be pleasant at all because heavy rain showers are also expected throughout the day. Tuesday is going to be even worse. Heavy rain's going to fall during the morning, and this is later going to turn to sleet and then snow. On Wednesday morning, it's possible that much of the country is going to wake up to a covering of snow on the ground and continued heavy snowfall. However, this is going to turn back to rain by midday as the temperature starts to rise. By Thursday morning, all the snow is going to be gone, but the wet and windy weather is going to remain with us until the end of the week, sadly.
Unit 3. Listening Script 1.
It was the most amazing 2 weeks of my life. From the moment we stepped off the boat, everything was perfect. We travelled by boat because of my husband's fear of flying. Isn't it strange how someone can have a fear of being on a plane but love doing crazy things, like canoeing in fast-flowing rivers and climbing huge cliffs? The most incredible experience we had was when we were mountain biking on Denali and we saw a mountain lion about 20 feet away. It was huge. I guess I should have been scared, but all I could think to do was take a photo of it. Luckily, it ran back into the forest and left us alone after I got the picture. We had the most perfect end to our holiday too, a horse riding tour around Wonder Lake.
Listening script 2. I can't think of a better way to holiday. It's so comfortable and you have the most beautiful view out of your window when you wake up each morning. I never get tired of looking out at the sea. At first I thought I wouldn't like it as I used to get seasick when I was younger, but technology has advanced now and even in bad weather you don't feel the effects of the big waves. The most amazing memory I have is of my trip to the Antarctic, seeing penguins and seals on the ice and dolphins and whales in the sea was incredible. The most perfect part was waking up one morning, looking out my cabin window and seeing a group of orcas playing beside the ship. It was magical. What an adventure! Unit 4. Listening Script 1.
It started when I woke up one morning before work. I took some pills, painkillers, you know, and I thought that would solve the problem. But I wasn't able to clear my mind or think properly all day. I couldn't concentrate. So I had to come home from work. By the evening, it felt like my brain was on fire. My wife started to get scared when she noticed my face was getting swollen. That's when she called the ambulance. I was rushed to the accident and emergency centre. I'd never been there before, and hopefully never will again. What an awful place! People with terrible injuries everywhere. One had a bad break, and his arm was in a cast. Another was holding her back in a lot of pain. I was seen first because my condition looked serious, but it turned out to be an allergic reaction and I was fine the next day.
Listening script 2.
Skiing is a lot of fun, but it's not exactly risk-free. If you fall badly, you can hurt yourself. Usually that means a broken arm or leg or something more serious like a broken back. But there are other risks too. I was in Levi, a ski resort in northern Finland, and it was freezing cold. I made sure I wore 3 layers on my top half and 2 layers of pants. I also had my hat, scarf and a woolly pair of socks. The problem was I'd left my face uncovered. As you ski, the wind hits you really hard. It was minus 10 degrees, but it felt like minus 20. By the end of my first run down the slopes, I felt uncomfortable. I made the mistake of not stopping, though, and skied on for the rest of the day. Well, when I got back to the hotel that evening, my face was numb and above my eyes there was a terrible ache. I felt a pain in my head for about 2 days afterwards, and I never made the same mistake again.
Unit 5. Listening Script 1.
We'd both had a long day at work and we hadn't got much food in the house, so we decided not to stay in and cook. We went to a place by the sea. Our friend Michelle had recommended it to us the week before. She said the main courses were very tasty. We were surprised, though, when we looked at the menu. It wasn't what we were expecting at all. It read like a takeaway restaurant. Burger and chips, sausage, beans and chips and so on. Not exactly gourmet food, we thought. But we were completely wrong. I've never had such a delicious plate of burger and chips before. It might have sounded like takeaway food, but it definitely didn't taste like it. My husband, Donnie, was just as impressed with his fish and chips. He said it was the best he'd ever had.
Listening Script 2.
I suggested we get a takeaway. Why don't we just pick something up on the way home, I said. After all, we'd had a really long day. The kids had had a fantastic time at the amusement park, but now we were all tired and hungry. but my husband Angelo is a chef and he doesn't think the quality of takeaway is very good at all. At first, he wanted to go home and cook something up, but the kids and I were getting really impatient and we didn't want to wait another hour or more for something to eat. Eventually, he agreed that we could stop at a nice-looking place on the way home to get something for home. The food was okay, I guess, but the biggest shock was the bill. My chicken alone cost £20. We left feeling very disappointed. Okay, next time let's cook at home, Angelo said. That was a waste of money.
Unit 6. Listening Script 1.
I find there are more and more delays these days on the road, you know. Every day I get stuck in traffic jams on my way to work. And then I look to my left and see all the taxis using the bus lane, and it makes me a little annoyed. Why can't I use it too? The reason I still drive despite the traffic, roadworks and all the other delays is because it gives me independence. I can leave work at any time and I don't have to worry about when the next train is coming, you know. I just open the door, get in and drive off. Even if my daily journey gets longer and longer, I definitely won't change how I travel to work. I mean, who wants to spend an hour on a crowded train with no seat room every morning? At least I can turn on the radio, relax and listen to some music. And I've always got somewhere to sit.
Listening Script 2.
It's very expensive, and I probably won't travel to work this way anymore when the company stops paying. It's just one of the conditions of my job contract that I get free travel by any method I want to use for the first 3 months. I have to say, it's been great. I can sit in the back seat, relaxing and planning my day ahead. And it's comfortable, private, and actually quite quick, as the drivers can use the bus lane. What's not to like? What will I do when my 3 months are up? Well, I'll probably get the train every day. I think I'd rather drive, but I haven't got my licence, and I definitely won't have time to take the test before then. I'll definitely take it soon, though. I like the idea of not having to worry about the train schedule. Driving gives you so much more independence.
Unit 7. Listening Script 1.
It must be nearly 25 years that we've been good friends. Like best friends, really. Marie feels more like a sister to me than an aunt. There are only 3 years in age between us. That's because my mum comes from a really big family of 10 kids. Mum's 22 years older than Marie. Marie's the youngest and Mum's the eldest of Grandma's children. I first started to hang out with Marie when I was 9 and she was 12. We just moved to her area and were close neighbours, so we saw each other all the time. It was the start of a lasting friendship. I don't see the rest of family very much, which is quite sad. I mean, I've got lots of cousins I don't even know. But Marie and I have been close ever since.
Listening Script 2.
James and I lived in the same home because Aunt May and Uncle Tommy looked after me when I was growing up. You see, my parents died when I was very young. Although I'm an only child, I think of James as my brother, after all the time we've spent together. Growing up, I think Aunt May and Uncle Tommy felt bad about me losing my parents, because they were never as strict with me as they were with James. I used to do some crazy things and not get in trouble. James wasn't jealous, though. I think he was just happy to have another boy around. Aunt May and Uncle Tommy have 5 kids of their own, all of whom were girls except James. We're the same age, and even today James and I like exactly the same things.
Unit 8. Listening Script 1.
My happiest memories are from the earliest years of my education. After that, everything got very serious and stressful, all study and exams. My class at school had about 30 pupils in it. We all came from the same little village, so we were friends both inside and outside of school. That made my very first day of school really easy. Why would I be nervous when I already knew everyone? 18 years ago, schools looked very different places than today. There were no interactive whiteboards or tablet computers. The teacher wrote with chalk on the blackboard, and we wrote with pens or pencils or crayons when we were colouring. Those were the days. If you could colour, draw, paint, and play games throughout your education, wouldn't school be so much more fun?
Listening script 2.
If I'm honest, I never really liked school while I was in it. I couldn't wait to get out into the real world and be independent and free. But that soon changed when I finished university and had to find a real job and deal with responsibility. Now I look back and think of all the happy times I had, especially in my teenage years. It seemed boring at the time. All those long study sessions getting ready for the big exams to make sure we did well and got a good place in university. But actually, all the hard work we did together and how we helped each other out and cheered one another up when we were stressed created the friendships that are still my most special ones today. If I could go back in time, I would love to do it all again.
Succeed in IELTS Life Skills B1. Tests.
Test 1. Listening script 1.
Attention passengers, boarding is now complete. Please make your way to the upper decks. I would like to remind you that access to the car deck is not allowed during the crossing. Unfortunately, the captain is unwell. There will therefore be a slight delay to this sailing while we wait for our new captain to arrive. The 8:30 p.m. to Dublin will now leave at 8:55 p.m. We apologise for this delay. By way of apology, we are offering all passengers one free sandwich and hot drink. You may collect your free sandwich and drink from the bar on Deck 7, the restaurant on Deck 8, or the club lounge on Deck 9.
Listening script 2.
Hello, this is an announcement for Nora Lynch. Nora Lynch. Nora, please come to the airport information desk as soon as possible. Your vehicle registration X88HNT is parked at the exit to the short-term car park. As a result, no other vehicles can get in or out of the parking area. Please report to the information desk by 10:25. The time is now 10:15. You have 10 minutes. If you do not report within the next 10 minutes, the police will take your vehicle away and you will have to pay £100 to get it back. Nora Lynch, X88HNT. Please report to the airport information desk now. Thank you.
Test 2. Listening script 1.
Hi, it's Dawn. I'm just ringing to see if you're free for something last minute. Remember that short city break that Jeff and I were looking forward to? Well, he's had to cancel due to some important work meeting. Typical. Anyway, I was thinking, rather than go on my own, would you be around? We fly out Thursday evening, so you'd only need to take Friday off, as you'd be back in time for work on Monday. What do you think? The weather forecast's fantastic. Glorious sunshine and not a cloud in the sky. We could see all the famous sights and go for a cruise on the canal. Come on! What do you say? Let's have an adventure.
Listening script 2.
Hi, Alice. It's Rod. I've been looking at the weather forecast for next week and it's not great. Monday to Wednesday is going to be a washout. Heavy rain every day and high winds. Thursday and Friday have showers forecast too. It only gets dry at the weekend. Oh, I hope the sun comes out for us. How can we do all the exciting outdoors things and adventures that we've planned if the weather's awful? I know rain won't stop some of the activities going ahead, but they sure won't be as much fun. I was thinking, though, should we delay our surfing lessons till the weekend? I don't want to be learning to surf in those high winds forecast for early in the week. Let me know what you think.
Test 3. Listening script 1.
Hi, Mike. It's Fee. Sorry, love. I'm going to be late home from work again. There was a fight on one of the floors and I've had to take a young lad who was badly cut to the hospital to get stitches. You know, Mike, sometimes I get really depressed doing this job. Looking at that poor young boy today, I felt so sorry for him. He's in jail for shoplifting. Is he really a criminal? I mean, even the fight today wasn't his fault. He accidentally bumped into someone and apologised, but they attacked him anyway. I think I'm going to write a letter to the editor of the local newspaper about this. Surely we should be helping young people who make small mistakes improve their lives, not locking them up with real criminals.
Listening script 2.
Hi, Sarah. It's just Phil. Good news. I'll be back home soon. I've just sent my final report into the editor and my flight leaves tomorrow. I can't wait to see you. Writing about the situation here has been so depressing. Yesterday, I saw two nurses carrying a young child into the hospital. He was badly hurt, but luckily the doctors were able to save him. I hope whoever did that gets sent to prison for a very long time. Isn't war terrible? I think my career really needs a change of direction after this. I've always wanted to write a sports column. I mean, I'm qualified to comment, aren't I? After all, I played football professionally for a while. I'm going to talk to the newspaper about changing departments when I get back.
Test 4. Listening script 1.
Hi, it's just me. Traffic's awful, so I'm running very late. There was an accident on the motorway and a lorry is stuck in the middle of the road. Anyway, I was supposed to pick your mum up from the hairdresser's at 6, but she's texted me to say she'll probably be finished by about 5:30 now. If you could collect her for me, you'd be the best daughter in the world. Rach usually waits for me in the shopping centre, and when I meet her, we go for a coffee. But she'll have to wait outside the hairdresser's today, so you don't have to pay for parking, okay? Thanks a million.
Listening script 2.
Hi, just ringing to welcome you back. Hope you had a great time in Spain. I bet you're glad you booked 2 weeks rather than one, right? So much more time to enjoy the place. Dad must have been a happy man when he picked you up from the airport. You know, he's really missed you while you've been away. I think he was lonely. It's the first time you've gone on holiday without him. He even invited me over for Sunday lunch, and would you believe, he did the cooking. That's a sure sign something was wrong. Dad hates cooking. You did all of it when I was growing up.
Test 5. Listening script 1.
Hello, Carl. It's Priya here. I arrived about 3 hours ago, just in time to see the sun set over the valley. The weather's beautiful and the forecast for the rest of the week is great. Mostly sunshine and blue skies. But there's even some snow expected at the end of the week, which I'm very excited about. We've put up our tents on some high, flat ground near a lake. The nighttime view there is beautiful. Below us, in the distance, we can see all the lights of the homes in the valley. Above us, the sky is dark and clear, and the stars are twinkling. We've changed our plans for tomorrow. We wanted to climb the highest peak immediately, but it looks very difficult. So we've decided to hire a guide to help us improve our climbing skills now instead.
Listening script 2.
Hi, Nikki. We finally made it. We got a taxi out of the city centre to the train station. That took about a quarter of an hour. Then it was a four-hour train journey to the campsite. I can't tell you how excited I was when I finally saw the waves crashing onto the beach in the distance, because that meant we were nearly there. We put our tents up on the sand, then lit a fire and had a barbecue. Then we went to bed early as everyone was quite tired after the long journey. This morning the weather was awful, and we thought about going all the way back to the city to the indoor sports centre, just for something to do. But luckily the sun came out at 12, and we were able to play some water polo.
Test 6. Listening script 1.
Jack, it's Alice. Just to let you know, I won't be at work for the meeting by 10 o'clock, like I said. It's definitely going to be at least half an hour later now before I arrive. I've had to stop for a prescription for my daughter Ellie. She came home from school yesterday evening very sick, and we took her to the doctor's. He gave me some medicine to give to her last night and a prescription to get when the shops opened this morning. Anyway, I'm here now waiting to collect it, and I'll be into work as soon as I can. Don't cancel the meeting, just give the customer a long tour of the building and then serve some tea and biscuits. Jack, you're a star.
Listening script 2.
Michelle, it's Larry. The dentist couldn't find anything wrong when we visited her earlier this morning. She said the ache must be coming from Olivia's mouth rather than her teeth. She recommended this doctor, though. He's an ear, nose and throat specialist. I'm in the waiting room now with Olivia. There's a long list of patients, though, and this could take a while. We've got an appointment for 11 o'clock, but the receptionist says the delay is about a half hour. After we've been seen, I'm not taking Olivia into school. She's too unwell, Michelle. I'll bring her over to Gran's house. She can mind her while I go back to work.